T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am so excited about this week. It's our WRVA Vision is Elementary fundraiser for Conexus Vision. And we're joined this morning by Tim Gresham, who's the CEO of Conexus. I'm glad to see you
Thank you, John.
Both of us have our glasses on this
morning. We do. It's really great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Well, we're excited. This whole week, you'll be hearing about the work that Conexus does, and we'll be offering you the opportunity to be supportive of this program. And I got to tell you, when I first talked to Tim about doing this program, you were really had a compelling story about these kids who are, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old. Their teachers are upset. Their parents are upset. Why are your grades so lousy?
Right.
What's wrong with you? Why aren't you able to grasp what the other kids are grasping? And that doesn't even cross the minds of a lot of the adults to get their eyes checked.
That's right. There are so many children today. They're sitting in a classroom. They're falling behind. Maybe even a behavioral problem because they can't see the board, can't see their workbook. And it's really the number of students sitting in the class unable to see well, it's a staggering number. It's the national average is 25%.
That many,
yeah. And that number's growing. And there are a lot of reasons for that. You know, some of those reasons are that kids are inside a lot after school. They're focused on, you know, video games or their phone. You know, there's a no change in their length of focus for their eyes. You know, you can imagine being outside playing and, you know, just running around outside, you're focusing on the distance and close and back and forth and, you know, 50 feet, 100 yards, 10 feet. But most kids today after school, they're just focusing on, you know, 10, 12 inches from their eyes. And so that's one reason we think that.
So that's a developmental issue.
It is.
It's a practical problem.
And there are other things, too, in you know, areas of pockets of poverty where there may be prenatal care issues and, you know, other things like that. Mm-hmm. But the number of kids sitting in the classroom unable to see well is staggering today.
Now, I don't have kids, so I haven't been through the process of taking my child at an early age to the doctor and going through the checklist. Is this something that you get the basic eye test, like can you follow my finger, and that's about where it stops for a lot of these kids?
It really is. And, you know, in the old days, you know, in school screenings are mandated, you know, by the state in mm-hmm. local schools. And but the methods vary from division to division. And so you have some screenings that are, you know, done very well. But what we've found over the years, you know, there might be a school division who, you know, on a Tuesday, all the bus drivers come in and screen the kids. And that's awesome. But bus drivers don't really have any experience in assessing the visual acuity of kids.
Yeah.
And so,
well, tell me what Conexus has done to try to help solve this problem. And it seems really impressive, the outreach that you have, you know, all around Central Virginia. This isn't just focused on one school system.
Right. So in recent years, we began using really it's high-tech digital vision screening to screen kids for vision problems. And it allows us to go in to quickly assess the vision of children. And it's all done digitally. It's a retinal reflex that's measured. And basically, this high-tech computer kind of makes a decision on the child's ability to see well. Mm-hmm. And so we can have just one technician can screen 400 to 500 children a day using this method. So we built kind of a back-end system where we send somebody out into the schools, they provide this screening and then upload the results back, and then we print out results and FedEx them back to the schools so they go home to mom and dad to let them know what the condition of their child's vision is.
Now, look, I mentioned that you and I are both wearing glasses, and these I had to get this year because I'm spending so much time in front of the computer here on the radio that I was finding I couldn't, I mean, it just wasn't easy for me to spot something quickly.
Right.
they were crazy expensive.
Yes.
And they're not even a designer frame. What happens? It's understandable. If you've got two or three kids and you're working a basic job, you don't have money to throw around, and then you get this bill, or you know, oh my gosh, this is a potential bill. What do you all do to help families in that situation?
Well, John, that's what we were finding. Like, you know, if you look at the city of Richmond, for example, we're referring at a rate of about 32 or 33%. So on average, a third of the kids sitting in Richmond City classrooms are not seeing well. So we were identifying those kids, but they weren't really seeing an eye doctor. So
that's where it dropped.
It is. Even though, I mean, Medicaid is available for those students. There are resources available, but those families, a lot of them are living, you know, day to day. And for whatever reason, only about 5% of the kids in the city of Richmond ever have vision care, you know, from age 1 to 18.
Yeah, you got to figure finding the doctor, making the appointment,
that's
showing
right
up for the appointment, having the money to pay for it.
Right. And then often you have to go back to get your glasses later. Right. So it's pretty, you know, complicated for a family that's living day to day. And so what we, you know, collectively in the community decided the solution is to bring an eye doctor to the school. So that's what we do. We have a Kinexus mobile vision clinic where we actually bring an eye doctor into the school along with an optician. So we're providing eye exams for those kids. They get to pick out their glasses, and then we come back, you know, 2 or 3 weeks later with an optician and dispense those glasses to those students.
Wow. That's a remarkable service. And it really, for those of us, again, I started out the show being critical of the school superintendent in Richmond, who I think I like okay, but I'm frustrated with him on some things. But we run our mouths a lot about education issues. If this is identified as something that can really make the difference between a student wasting precious time, precious years in a classroom and not being able to be engaged, you know, for us to be able to step up and help, this is, I think it's a real opportunity for us. So I hope that you will, you know, we're going to talk about it all week, but I hope that some point during this week you'll go to WRVA.com. This is the front page of our website this week, and our Kinexus Vision, Vision is Elementary fundraiser. There's a long list of how much a little donation to Kinexus can do to help kids right here in Central Virginia. And Tim, I know we'll talk to you again during the week, and I will certainly bring up some of the donation levels, but we wanted to just do an introduction so people know what we're talking about as we continue this week. And we are really excited at WRVA to partner with you and hope we'll have a real impact right now and for generations to come.
Thank you, John. We appreciate everything y'all are doing, and we love working with you. And I'm Jeff Katz in the afternoon. And
yeah,
and
Jeff, you're with Jeff this afternoon too.
Yes,
right?
I am.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, but Jeff is on board with it. I'm excited about what we can do to really help folks. Thanks, Tim.
We appreciate WRVA.
Yeah.
We really do.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.